All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. It is Tuesday night. This is March 18th, one day after St. Patrick's Day. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Now, I know a lot of you out there think that since yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, an Irishman like me was out celebrating, and that's why I missed the show. Well, I wish to say that I was not. In other words, I wish I was out celebrating. In fact, I fell asleep watching a very interesting film, which I would like to talk about one night here this week on the program. It was actually a DVD of an old film that was on television back in the early 1980s and which somehow I had missed. It's the film Masada. Apparently it was a multi-part miniseries broadcast on television about the famous siege by the Romans against a Jewish terrorist band that had taken refuge in a high up fortress near the Dead Sea. It's a very interesting story, although it's part of Jewish legend, it appears to be largely apocryphal. But the film presents what is the official Jewish version for world history. And that official version is very, very telling when that legend, as laid forth in that film, is put forth in the context of modern-day events. And God knows, ladies and gentlemen, and the word God here is definitely appropriate. God knows that the world needs God help at this time because of these very kind of modern-day Jewish zealots, akin to those zealots, those terrorists in ancient Palestine, whom the Romans were forced to take after. We have those same kind of zealots today in Israel and here on American soil, and that's why we are in the problems we're in. I'm expecting the possibility of a phone call here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from someone who is a listener to this program, who has some, what I'm told, are some very interesting insights about some of the very big and very real things happening in our world today, especially here in the United States, vis-a-vis the status of the U.S. dollar and our American economic system. You know, I'm certainly no expert on economics, folks. And as I've said here in this program, I wouldn't even pretend to try to be an expert on economics. I'm not really an expert on anything. There's some subjects, maybe only a few subjects, that I really know a lot about. And those I can talk about, usually without much of a problem, because I do know what I'm talking about. The area of economics, however, is an area that I have never been too fond of, number one. It's an area, number two, that I don't understand. And number three, I've never had any money to play around with, so I guess I've never really worried too much about the economy. My economy has always been a relatively weak economy, and you make do with what you have. Fortunately, that isn't the situation with most Americans. That's why America has always been a great economic powerhouse. But, you know, part of the problem with America as an economic powerhouse is that its situation today is not quite at what it has been. And a lot of the problems in our economy today, if I understand correctly, and it certainly makes sense to me that this would be the case, a lot of these problems stem from the very extension of American power throughout the world, and God knows it costs a lot of money. We've talked about that on this show. We've talked about some of these outrageous, outlandish figures, the money that the United States is paying out to pursue this war in Iraq, just the war in Iraq alone, not to mention
the ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I got cut off by our own music here at the last break as I was making a point, which I will wind up, of the point being that I don't know that much about economics, but I do know enough to see what's going on in this country today to see that we are going to hell in a handbasket. The headlines on that are pretty obvious, and we can all see the effects in our own paycheck, and we can see that less and less is available to us when we go out there to spend what meager funds some of us do have to spend. You know, the other thing too, folks, is to wind this up, and we have been joined by our caller here, who I'll introduce in a moment. You know, I saw a piece in the New York Times over the weekend. I think it was the New York Times. It doesn't matter. In any case, it was taking the city of Cleveland as an example, and demonstrating what part the city of Cleveland, Ohio, pays towards the U.S. effort in Iraq. Substantial millions upon millions of dollars out of the entire budget on an annual basis. And it shows that if that money that the people of Cleveland are paying in their taxes toward the war effort in Iraq were put towards things that are needed in Cleveland, you would be amazed. You would be amazed at the benefits to people of Cleveland, the benefits to the people of Cleveland from that money being put to use at home. But no, instead, the money is being put to use abroad. And it's pretty apparent that the cumulative effect of the U.S. involvement in Iraq, U.S. adventurism around the world, has had a negative impact on the United States, its economy, on the U.S. image. We could go on and on. Well, we have somebody here tonight who I'm going to bring up. I'm not even going to introduce him by name. Suffice it to say, though, ladies and gentlemen, that he is a person who has some knowledge about economics, has some knowledge about the U.S. dollar and about the U.S. and the world financial situation. I have never met this person, but I am assured by people that I know, someone who I respect, people actually I should say whom I respect, that this person is a very good authority and is someone who should be listened to. We're not trying to be mysterious here. We just don't want to get this person mucked up in problems for daring to appear on a program such as this, even though he is going to impart his knowledge to us. But suffice it to say that some of the people who have endorsed our caller here tonight to me are people whose names are very well known to all of you. So you're just going to have to take my word on that. And I am going to bring up our caller here, and we'll just call him, we'll just call him Bill for want of a better name. Bill, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Bill. Listen, I appreciate you coming on board here tonight. I don't know if you heard my entire introduction, long-winded that it was, but, you know, I'm not really that well-versed in the economy, and if my life depended on it, I couldn't discuss anything economic for more than about 2 minutes without having to turn to an expert, and I'm told that you are an expert on the subject and you have some real insights. So with that having been said, I'd like you to take the next couple minutes and just kind of give us your input on how you perceive the situation in the United States and the U.S. vis-a-vis the world today.
Will do, Mike. And you know, I thought a little bit about, you know, how I was going to present this, and I don't in any way want to come across as a gloom and doomer, but by the same token, I don't want it to be a lesson in a, you know, mental masturbation either, and play like the rest of the media, and say that everything is fine. I have been in the mortgage business, still am, for over 11 years. I have never seen, up to this point, I have never seen some of the things that I'm seeing now. The long and short of it is this: up to now, as of this time, at this moment, there are 241 national and regional lenders/banks, wholesale operations that have imploded. They are gone. They are no longer with us. I have had, at the height of this business, even through early summer of 07, I had at my disposal probably 600 different mortgage products. I, for all intents and purposes, Mike, I could probably, I could have gotten your dog alone. There was such a wide array, so many different products. And much of the approvals were automated, believe it or not.
They came through an approval.
Mm-hmm. through the computer, which would interface, you know, and was underwritten to the guidelines set forth by the government agencies that insured these loans, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, those kinds of things. It did make the streamlined, it made the process, you know, rather streamlined. And in fact, if you remember, Alan Greenspan praising these high efficiency models of mortgage lending, in my opinion, the Fed created a bubble and now they have burst a bubble. Why? I'll leave that up to the experts and the theorists and those kinds of things. I think that there are, you know, maybe nefarious reasons as to why they would want to do that. Although we see some of them going down now as well, you know, including Carlyle Group and, as of yesterday, Bear Stearns. So they're not immune to this. They were making loans that should probably have never been made. My business now, I'm in survival mode. I've been doing this 11 years. I was always by referral only. And, you know, sadly, I rates really have been my saving grace. Rates on a 30-year fixed product is very competitive right now. It's very good. But sadly, the approvals are extremely hard to come by, I've noticed. The parameters for getting a loan approved, and again, all of the approvals come initially via the computer, the automated underwriting system, the AUS system, and that engine. So I have noticed a tremendous amount of I have not had this level of denials, loan denials, ever. I've probably gone from maybe a 70-30 approval denial ratio, I would say, in years past, to now maybe a 30-70, if that, if not 20-80.
So you're more than that's practically more than double a complete reversal, wouldn't it be? I mean, percentage-wise.
Yeah, no question about it.
That's absolutely amazing. You know,
and it would seem to me as though, you know, the way that I look at this, we do not have a liquidity crisis in this country at this time. We have an insolvency crisis. The banks, the only way that I can look at this, Mike, is they don't want to make the loans. They don't have the money to lend. And therefore, they have set the parameters so high, you know, that someone must have a great deal of what we call reserves, or you know, in investment account, IRA, 401k, liquid cash, bank account, those kinds of things, or it must be a low loan to value loan, where you know you're refinancing their higher rate to a lower rate, but the loan to value is relatively low, thereby reducing the bank's risk. That is about all that I'm seeing. FHA seems to be picking up some of the slack of this, and I've not noticed a lot of changes in their standards. But outside of that, you know, it appears as though the Fed, you know, they pulled a rabbit out of their hat again today. When they cut Fed funds and they cut the rates, and they're going to save the day for a couple of weeks. But how many more rate cuts can we, you know, can we effectively do before rates are at zero? At some point in time, you know, the chickens are going to come home to roost. And again, I don't see this as a liquidity crisis. I see it as an insolvency crisis. And again, I don't want to say it's a matter of time, but you know, you don't have to be that bright to see what is going on around us. There are a lot of troubling signs, a lot of things on the horizon that make me very, very uncomfortable.
Well, you know, we are going to a break here momentarily, but you know, I tell you, as you were talking about this, it occurs to me that here in the Washington D.C. area, and I think generally around the country, but particularly here in this area, we had a massive hike in property values, and there was a massive amount of buying and selling during the past couple years. Now there is an incredible slump going on, and with that slump in property values, we are also seeing a lot of people's homes being taken away because they simply can't afford to keep up with the mortgage. They got caught, and now, as you say, the chickens are coming home to roost. So that's just here in the Washington area. There's certain neighborhoods, which are largely Hispanic neighborhoods in the suburbs, that foreclosure sales are happening all the time, a couple houses on every block, and that has the potential of being a tinderbox as far as a very volatile ethnic community in this country is concerned at this time. So that's we are going to a break here, Bill, and when we come back, I'd like you to maybe comment on that and just put that in the context of what you've been talking about here tonight.
We'll do, sure.
All right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to call in, the number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We have a special guest on here this evening, Bill, who knows a little bit about economics. He's in the mortgage business. He's been around for a while, and he sees some pretty scary things going on here. You're welcome to call in here at 800-313-9443. Bill, before the break, I was mentioning to you about this housing slump that's been particularly noticeable here in the D.C. area. People bought houses at pretty high prices, and now all of a sudden they're stuck with these mortgages, but the value has dropped considerably, and we're also seeing a lot of repossessions here of not just houses but vehicles and all sorts of things, particularly in the Hispanic community. And I see some potential political trouble stirring from that. I'm just wondering if you could comment on that.
Well, sure, Mike. Although I'll say this, it's not really confined to any particular ethnic community. Large numbers of certainly Hispanics, blacks, and also whites were made loans, had loans made available to them. First-time home buyers, largely no-money-down type loans, similar to an FHA type of a product, which is for the most part a no-money-down. It's geared towards a first-time home buyer, although these loans that were made were based off of what was called a 228, an ARM type of a product, which is an adjustable rate mortgage. The payments are, for the most part, a teaser type of a rate. They might have been solicited somewhere between, say, 6.5 and maybe 7.75. Okay,
at the end of the 2 years, then at that point in time, it would it would adjust to the correspondent rate, you know, margin in the index, which in 100% of these cases generally was much higher than the prevailing rate at the time of closing. So most of these people are now carrying a 10.5%, 11.5%, 12.5% rate. So their rate and payment has almost effectively doubled.
I would think even, it would even seem like it may have tripled from some of those figures as I was hearing you state them. But in any case, even doubling of it would be...
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That'd be pretty steep for a lot of people.
Right. And really the sales approach was, folks, you know, we can put you in this house in 2 years. Your note is going to come due. Don't worry about it. We will at that point in time, you know, let's get you in. Let's have you establish a good payment history. And then in 2 years, come and see me. We will refinance the loan and we'll put you on a 30-year fixed. What is happening, though, is that now credit standards have increased, that they've set the bar much, much higher, and the products that were used initially to qualify for the loan are no longer available. Like I said, I've gone from probably 600 different mortgage products to probably less than 35. And as I was saying, I've lost personally, but there have been over 241 federal and regional lenders, banks, that have closed. They've imploded. They're gone. And I would...
And, that's over how long a period? Roughly two...
The last year, year and a half.
Amazing. Good
And that's
Lord.
Tracked over ML implode. These are major players now. You know, these are City Home Equity, National City, Chevy Chase. Today, I think they made an announcement. That's in your neck of the woods. Construction to perm loans are gone. They're getting out of that market. So you know, obviously, housing prices are determined. It's just economics. It's supply and demand, but to some extent, it's also availability of mortgage financing. And in this case, we're seeing a lot more supply. We're not seeing the demand because at this point in time, our country is exporting war and death. We're not producing much. We've been in a recession. I think we're going to be in a deep recession soon. So that there is less demand, and certainly there is not the availability. So what this, if you add all of that up, it equals a mess, is what it equals. I don't know exactly, where the silver lining is. I'm still looking for it. I don't see anything.
Well, you see, that's the problem. Yeah, I mean, there are those who are always going to have a solution. You know, go out and buy this or buy that or stock up on this or stock up on that. But those quick fixes don't, they're not always that apparent.
There's no solution. There was too much debt financing. That these loans, these mortgages, would securitize other loan investments, what were called CDOs, collateralized debt obligations. Those instruments were sold to foreign entities. They were sold to pension funds. They were sold to 401ks, hedge funds, all of that. They were, you know, branded varying degrees of risk from AAA to BBB to even junk bond status. Well, guess what? We're learning that a lot of these loans are in default. Their arms, they've adjusted. The folks can't refinance the loans, and the majority of them are in default. So, you know, yesterday we heard about the fall of the Great Bear Stearns, the fifth largest investment bank house in the world. And as far as I'm concerned, we're probably going to see a little bit of a domino effect whereby, you know, we have a rising tide that's going to sink a lot of boats. And again, I'm not here to preach gloom and doom. I'm just saying, but, you know, by the same token, you cannot sugarcoat the truth.
Bill, this is pretty scary. Hang on. We have the break coming up here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest, Bill. Very interesting and frightening discussion about some real realities we've got going on in this country. And, you know, we've had somebody out there warning about the dangers of the economy, and that's Ron Paul. And we have a sponsor here at RBN, RonPaulFlags.com. That's RonPaulFlags.com. They are making available Ron Paul banners. Ron Paul Revolution. Hang it. Hang it out there with your American flag, or hang out your Ron Paul in 08 flag. Just go to RonPaulFlags.com and be proud to rally around that flag, ladies and gentlemen, because he has been telling us a lot of things we need to know, and they tie in directly with what our guest here tonight, Bill, is talking about. Bill, we have a caller here I'd like to bring up right now. He is actually a host of another program here on this network, Mike Herzog. Mm-hmm. I've never had the opportunity to speak to Mike, but I have listened to his program on the archives, and so I'm really pleased to bring you up here, Mike. Welcome aboard.
How are you doing, Michael Collins-Fiver?
How you doing, Mike Herzog?
I'm doing well. You've finally got a guest on I can talk shop with, my friend.
Okay.
Bill, I spent 5 years in the mortgage business here in Phoenix, Arizona, and I wanted to pose a question to you. The last loan that I wrote in Phoenix was in March of 2007, and it took me 3 months and three different lenders to get this guy's loan through. He had he was an employee, and the lenders were asking for all kinds of off the wall. They wanted a profit and loss on this guy. Mm-hmm. They wanted a second appraisal on the guy. It just went on and on and on. That's the last loan that closed. But the question I have for you, I don't know, you know, in what part of the country, you know, you're doing your loans, but what about the appraisals? What are you seeing coming in on the appraisals these days? And are they shocking? Are they you know, down 5%, 10%? What's going on there, Bill?
Yeah, interesting question, Mike. I'm in southern Ohio, but I'll tell you what, we're licensed in 45 states. I've done loans pretty much all over the East Coast. West America, a lender that I work with, a large bank out of Kansas, they got an email from them 2 weeks ago, 10% cuts on all appraisals across the board.
10%. Okay.
10%.
And do you submit an honest, legit appraisal,
and off the bat, they are cutting it 10%.
And Bill, were you primarily in the subprime, or were you doing all kinds of? I mean, did you do a lot of option loans, 228s, 327s, and so forth?
I did a mix, Mike. FHA, conventional. And subprime. I would mix it up. I would say it was probably split into thirds, and I would say that's where most of my business came in. I was not doing the pay option ARMs, which were the neg am loans. Thankfully, I stayed away from those. But yeah, like everyone else, I took advantage of offering my clients that otherwise could not qualify for a loan the 228 type, 327 type loans. You know, geared towards the first-time buyers, you know, those kinds of things, or certainly stated income for the self-employed borrowers.
And I'm certain you've had a number of people that have called you back that were borrowers or clients of yours that you have now been unable to get them refinanced.
And I'll tell you what, it absolutely breaks my heart. The money has been good in this business, and certainly that's been a consideration for me staying in this business. Money is not my God, but I have children and a wife, and I wish to take care of them. But more importantly, I cared about my clients. The most gratifying experience for me was taking someone that maybe had been denied once or twice and getting for them financing so that they could buy their first home and they could live the American dream. That, for me, was cause to go out and throw down a couple of cocktails. It really made me feel good and made me feel as though I was earning my keep. And it was just gratifying, rewarding. I now have clients a few that I've put into 228 type products. Nothing has changed with regard to their credit report, their income, their job, what have you. Nothing. And their arm has adjusted, and I am not able to get them financing. I can't get them conventional financing. I can't get them FHA financing. There is nothing I can do for them. They call me. They're crying. They are obviously women, upset and visibly, and I understand that. And I hate to be curt with them, but when they say, Bill, what do I do? My answer is, you know, we can do one of basically two or three things. You can put your house on the market. You can try to get a roommate, you know, or you can get a second job. Those are your choices. That's all you can do. I cannot get you financing. We've sent the loans off. We've packaged them up with nice letters of explanation, you know, the whole nine yards. I mean, it's dressed up as nicely as it can be dressed up. This person has made all of their payments on time. They've even gotten a raise at work, been in the same job 6-7 years, cannot get them financing. They were put into, you know, 100% loan 2 years ago. And the market has not even declined in this particular area. It's been flat, but it's still a 97-98% loan, and I cannot get it through any kind of the AUS system, the automated underwriting system approval. It will not take it, given this person's credit score, which again, it didn't change at all from where it was 2 years ago, but since we've seen what we've seen. You know, these approvals are they're gone. They're non-existent. And Mike Piper, if I could, just wanted to add, you know, one or two more things that we think things are bad now. This doesn't play out. This doesn't work itself out until I think it's March of 2009. There are actually more arms that are going to adjust this year than adjusted last year. A freeze on rates won't solve a damn thing. There is no silver lining. Like I said, this is coming home to roost. I don't blame the borrowers in this case for wanting to buy a home, wanting to live the American dream. The Fed, in my opinion, created this. They got in bed with Wall Street. The greed took over. These debt obligations, these CDOs, were then exploited. They were sold to governments, to pension funds, to anyone and everyone that could buy them. And now they're coming home to roost. And we saw it yesterday with Bear Stearns. For people to blame the victims in this case is just ridiculous.
Well, Bill, you know, I recall as I'm listening to this that the late Lawrence Dennis, who was a very interesting theoretician who died in the mid-1970s, he used to say something along the lines of, there's nary a debt cloud in the war boom sky. Will war be a potential way of releasing the American people from this hellish situation?
Well, you know, one need only look at the price of gold, $1,000, the price of oil, $109, I think it closed at today, the different commodity type prices to see where this thing is going. I don't see us printing more money to stay in an occupation that is a swamp and a disaster, causing more inflation and causing the prices of these commodities, including gas and oil and bread and milk and eggs and the rest of it, to me, solves nothing. It's weakening our credibility internationally. It's breaking the backs of American workers, of independent truck drivers. Diesel, the average price of diesel is $4 a gallon right now. These independent truckers, forget it. And the rank and file guys in the union, their union sold them out. You know, they're going after these illegals, trying to sign them up for their union, rather than striking or protesting NAFTA. I'm not here to preach gloom and doom. I'm just saying, maybe the obvious, I'm stating the obvious, is that we are in a bloody mess. And it's going to take, it's going to take some strong men, like Ron Paul and those like him, even some folks maybe nastier than him, to write this thing.
Mike Herzog, you've been listening to this, and you know you've had some exchanges there. What are your comments in regard to all this? I mean,
Michael, I will say this: your guest Bill is absolutely right. The Fed is injecting money; they're bailing out the banks at the expense of the borrower. This is tragic. It's by design. There's going to be a myriad of homeowners that are going to lose their homes. I feel for Bill because I was in his position as well, that we made these loans to people to give them the American dream. Some people's credit was marginal. We put them into 228 loans, and therefore, you know, and I agreed, you know, it was the same sales presentation that, yes, 2 years down the road, you keep your payments up, we'll get you into a conventional, you know, a 30-year fixed or whatever, and now half of the borrowers are gone. The criteria for lending is tightened up to the point where that these people are literally unable to get loans. And again, I have to go back to, it's by design. Greenspan started this, Bernanke's continuing it, and I am horrified and I am nauseated when I see Ron Paul get on to Bernanke about what's going on, and Bernanke turns around and says, well, go to Congress for the answer. No, that is not the answer, okay? These people did this by design, and they're taking down the middle class of America, and it's just absolutely tragic. And Bill and Michael, I thank you both for the opportunity to come on and state my case. Thank
Mike,
you so much,
good
guys.
Talking to you for
Thanks,
this
Mike.
First time, and I appreciate you coming aboard. Yeah,
all
Bill,
right,
you know, this listening to this, you know, it just strikes me, as I said, I was talking earlier about the evident impact on in this Washington area in particular on what had otherwise been apparently your classically upwardly mobile Latin immigrant communities. And these are communities that have always been kind of edgy to begin with. At this time, you know, when we have this problem of immigration, I would imagine this is probably happening in these communities all across the country. But like you point out, it's not just the Latinos. It's really everybody who got into that loop at this time. These are all people who are all potentially going to be out in the street.
Correct, Mike. I mean, what D.C., that's a microcosm for the rest of the United States. The foreclosure rates are unbelievable. Dayton, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Toledo. Some lenders are no longer lending in various cities. I don't want to say that it's redlining. They have just pulled out of markets. The Toledo market, Lucas County, and again, getting back to Mike's question, or Mike's point, lenders are literally pulling out of counties, entire counties, the obvious reason is the fact that we have declining market values. Supply and demand, there's more supply, there's no demand, the market is tanking. It's down 20%, 25%, 30%. Again, getting back to this though, and I don't want to take the eye off the ball. In my opinion, this was strictly, this was caused by the Fed. If you go back and you look at Greenspan's comments, during some of the, in speaking engagements to Congress, you know, he was praising, literally, quote unquote, the increased efficiency of loan originations and underwriting and ongoing processes and streamlining the loan application and origination process, tailoring mortgages to individual home buyers, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'm paraphrasing parts of his speeches, but those are the kinds of things that we saw. And again, we had the mortgage market got in bed with Wall Street, and that was done 4, 5, 6 years ago, and there was a lot of money in these loans. And again, they were packaged, they were sold. They were sold by Wall Street, collateralized these mortgages as debt, and it is coming home to roost. We are on the verge of literally a financial crisis, and I think it's going to be global in scope, although it appears that the U.S. is going to be hurt the most, due largely to our declining dollar. One only need look at a chart of the U.S. dollar. You can find it on many broker websites. I like futuresource.com, and you can just click currencies and then click the U.S. dollar. You can look at a chart of it, yearly, 15-minute, whatever it is you want to look at. And yeah, we've broken key support, and the chart on it is very, very bearish. The outlook is not good.
Okay, so Bill, we have another caller I'd like to bring up, Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up. Are you there, Jim? Jim from Texas. We may have lost Jim from Texas.
No, you haven't. Am I there?
Oh, there we go, Jim. All right, come on up. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing surprising in this, Mike, because what it amounts to is it's our turn. They've been pulling this same scam, the money men, the people, the usury people, have been pulling this same scam for thousands of years. It's just our turn. Mm-hmm. The same thing they did to Weimar Germany after the First World War, and the same thing they did to almost all the European countries and principalities and even city-states. They've done the same thing to them, but it's our turn. That's what it amounts to. They control everything.
I would agree. People. Some would say that this had to be done to make way for an Amero, a global currency, a one world currency. I don't know. Take your pick. There are more intelligent people that study those things and the implications of this. I'm just my focus is more micro related to the mortgage business. I'm a broker. I'm slugging it out every day on the phone, competing rates and those kinds of things. But, yes, I would agree wholeheartedly that this is nothing new. You create a bubble, you burst the bubble, you transfer accounts, you transfer balances, you transfer wealth, and,
you sell each other these packages of mortgages, and everybody that sells each other makes a little money off
correct.
Of it. But eventually, you know, the cows or the chickens come home to roost, so to speak. You can only sell something so many times, and eventually it becomes worthless. And that's the situation we're in.
Yep.
It's the same situation they did to Poland, that they did beyond the settlement of the Pale, so to speak, in Russia. They've done the same thing over and over and over again, and it's our turn.
Yeah, but
we are being destroyed deliberately because
again,
whose money means anything now? The euro, the lousy, stupid euro, which is also controlled by the same people in the international banks that control the euro. They say the euro's worth $1.55 now.
Okay.
When it came out, it was worth 80 cents.
Yeah.
Who controls that?
It's effectively, it's doubled. I think it closed today at 157. I follow that about every day. 157.5 is actually where that's at.
And who's going to have the money to buy up our property, which is all forfeited for pennies on the dollar?
Right.
It's going to be the people that they puffed up the currency for the euro. They're going to have the money. So it's heads they win, tails we lose.
Right.
Same game.
To the break. Stay tuned. We'll try to bring up one more caller here before we wrap it up. Thanks for your call, Jim. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for a lot more. And I'm not talking about on this program. I'm talking about the future of this country and the world.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, we have a couple callers lined up here, but we only have a couple minutes. I'd like to maybe ask Bill maybe a practical question that might be crossing the minds of some of our listeners here, and this is the man who can answer it. Bill, if there's a young couple out there of reasonably modest income, and they have money for a down payment on a house or say a condominium at this point, would you suggest to them that the best thing to do would be to stay out of the housing market at this time?
Yeah. Yes.
Give up the American dream, at least for now.
I let this thing play out. Unless they can get a distress sale, something through the bank, or they're getting it literally 80 cents on the dollar, yeah, I think we have a lot of correction headed in most markets. There were some that didn't run up nearly as high as others, some that were relatively flat. Fair enough, but yeah, right. Timing is key. There's no sense in getting in over your head. So yeah, I would urge. Probably, I don't like to give investment advice, and again, a lot of variables, a lot of factors to consider, but generally speaking, in probably 80% of the markets across the United States, I would say, yeah, probably most prudent to wait at least a year, let this thing play out, and then see where things are.
What about those people who have just bought, say, in the last year or so? Do you think a lot of those are going to find it more, beneficial, more reasonable to maybe take their loss and sell their property if they can, rather than try to hold on to it?
They're not
going to
sell their property. Yeah, you know, good luck. If you're going to sell it, you have to price it like you mean it. That's not happening. What they might want to do is consider, you know, something like a bi-weekly type of a payment option, whereby you're making one additional payment to your principal at least yearly, thereby, you know, reducing the term of the mortgage, from about like a 30-year mortgage to say 22 and a half years. And that's going to save, you know, on average, you know, tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan and in terms of interest. That's really about all one can do, Mike. It's, you know, people are stuck. We're all in the same boat. We're going to see these markets decline in almost all cases, or remain flat for a long, long time.
It's pretty scary out there. And, you know, I tell you, I had an opportunity to go into a purchase of a house some years ago. And, you know, I heard people talking about a lot of these things. And, you know, it was enough to scare me. And in retrospect, I'm glad that I didn't do it. It would have been a money pit for me, which I would have probably sunk me. But I'm beginning to see now that was probably a wiser decision than a lot of other people would have made. I guess I was influenced by what you might call the gloom and doom people out there. But those gloom and doom people were right, and as we've said here tonight repeatedly, all of us have said the chickens are coming home to roost, I'm afraid.
Right. I think what is even scarier, Mike, is the fact that you consider there's over $1 trillion worth of unsecured credit card debt, home equity type loans, second mortgages. They're a thing of the past. They're no longer, yet really, for all intents and purposes, no longer offered, except maybe selectively in small local markets. So that product has dried up. We're going to see more defaults on unsecured credit card debt because folks can no longer charge and then, you know, pay it through a line of credit, which, you know, in years past was always tax deductible and was certainly nice to have for emergencies and those kinds of things. But that product is all but gone. So yeah, we're just going to see more loan defaults. And again, it's all going to cut into the bank's bottom line and thereby affecting their insolvency. And that's I think what we're seeing. And that's why a lot of us are on edge, that follow these markets.
Bill, listen, we're running out of time here, but I appreciate you coming on the show. I hope you have helped save a few people who are listening here tonight. And I would urge people to get your friends and neighbors to listen to this show in the archives, because I think this is a very important show here tonight that we've heard with this presentation. Bill, thanks again. I appreciate it very, very much.
Hello.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it.
With recent